Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Got options to his right. They're lining up. Chiram lays off. And Calhanoglu delivers the third goal. Hakan Calhanoglu. Here is Calhanoglu.
It's a big moment for him. And Calhanoglu converts. And in doing so, becomes the highest scoring Turkish international in Serie A history.
Back to wing back, and now Barella for
Calhanoglu.
Oh! An absolute stunner!
Welcome back. Well, Inter Milan are absolutely flying the season. They are well on their way to clinching the Scudetto, 14 points clear on top of the Serie A table. They haven't lost in league play since December. And for more on this exceptional season that they are putting together, we are honored to welcome in midfielder Hakan Calhanoglu. Hello, how are you today?
Hello, thanks. I'm good. And you guys?
We're fantastic. It looks beautiful there, is it?
Yes, it is. Today is very hot.
Jealous. It's freezing in this studio, but, you know, that's par for the course around here. Well, we have just been absolutely blown away by what you and Inter have been doing this season. It's pretty remarkable where you guys are at. Can you just kind of give us a little peek behind the curtain over there? What's been the secret sauce for this Inter Milan team?
I think the secret stuff is that we, after the final, what we lose against Man City, that we grow up as a team and that we train very hard to become to the best five clubs in the Europe, in my opinion. And we have a good coach that is very open, that he can that he controls the things very well, because I think it's not easy for him. But we as a player, we make it easier for him as well.
Hakan merhaba, ne haber?
İyiyim, sen?
Çok iyi abi. I wanted to ask you about your position, Hakan, because it's changed over the course of your career. We saw you burying midfield free kicks at Bayer Leverkusen in a more attacking role. And now, sometimes you receive the ball, you're deeper than all of the center backs. You're like by your own corner flag beginning play. Where do you most like playing, or at least how important has that development rather been to your career?
I have to say, I think everyone knows me as a number 10. And especially for my free kicks from the past, was very famous. Yeah, I grew up now in my new role that I really like it. And after that move from Brozovic, I take the position. And yeah, I'm happy. Yes, it's true, I agree with you, because sometimes I'm playing like a defender, because we change a lot our positions. We move a lot and we try to make the opponent, yeah, sorry. To make them in difficult, and we like to move the ball, and we search every time for the space. So, but I think I grew up also in the defense position, because I was before more light, not so tough in the duels. So I like to go aggressive sometimes, to take the ball, to receive the ball, and to play forward.
So Hakan, I want to talk about Inzaghi as your manager, because it seemed prior to midway through last season that people were calling for him to be sacked. And then all of a sudden it seemed like your team took a turn, you went on this incredible run, you get to the Champions League final, and now you're in pole position, obviously, to win a Scudetto. What has he meant to your squad? What does he mean to you? And of course, allowing you to kind of embrace that role in midfield of being that deep-lying midfielder to make the game for your club?
I think like a player, you grow up every year. And as a coach as well, you learn, you try new things. And as I said before, he's a coach. He's open for everything. He try new things. And he make now Inter very important, because I think in the past Inter was not playing that football. And everybody likes to see us when we play. And I have to say, him and his staff is doing a good job. And yeah, we unfortunately missed the game against Atletico Madrid. We lost. We were unhappy after that game, but we have now the Serie A in our focus, that we want to win the Scudetto, because we want to put the second star in our breast.
Oh, you're gonna do that.
Yeah.
Trust me about that.
You're on your way. Hakan, I want to ask you a little bit. Obviously, your Turkish background, you have a big love for Turkish football, and it's kind of going through a bit of a struggle at the moment. Obviously, we love the passion of the fans. It's the first thing we talk about when we talk about Turkish football, but sometimes that can go awry. Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about what you're seeing back home and what do you think is going to happen?
It's really crazy, because our fans in Turkey are very crazy. Because we, as a Turkish, we have a lot of emotions. That's why when the other teams playing in Turkey, in the stadium is a fire. Because they love football, they grow up with football. And me, as a Turkish national player, I want to make them proud in Italy and try to make them every day more happier.
Hakan, speaking of the Super League, you are a self-proclaimed Galatasaray fan, and you know they love getting big stars from the European game. You've never played in Turkey because you were born in Germany, and your whole career has been in the European game. Not that Turkey isn't in Europe, but I think you understand the gist of my question, Hakan. Do you ever see yourself playing for Galatasaray?
I have to be honest, actually not, because I like to play in Europe. It was every time my goal to stay in Europe, to stay high as possible, to not to lose the level, because I know and I follow the Turkish Football League, and I hope that they do some things better than what happened now in the last month.
Hey, but MLS is a pretty good league, huh? Are you maybe interested in coming over to America and playing Major League Soccer?
No. No, I'm happy here, to be honest, because I love Italy, I love the people here, and I'm here now 7 years in Milan, and I want to live also after my career here.
Charlie, he's not giving that up.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Hey,
Hakan's living a life in Milan.
You can live the life in America,
Charlie,
you know?
Charlie's going to try to sell MLS with all the Turkish food in New York.
We don't stand a chance. Come on now.
You never know.
You never know, exactly.
You said it yourself. You're happy in Milan. You've been there for some time now, with experience with Milan and now Inter. There is a scenario that could happen where Inter are able to clinch the Scudetto in the Milan derby. In your mind, knowing the city as well as you do now, what would that look like?
Oh, if that happens, it will be crazy. But I hope that it will be a good game and a fair game. So, as I said before, I wish a good game and that we celebrate in a normal way, because I know in the past how Milan celebrated. So I want to stay very calm, because it will be a game, a very tough game and heavy.
Hakan, I mean, it's not only a big end of the season for Inter. You're playing in the Euros with Turkey coming up this summer. How important is it for you to compete, do well, and progress? Because you were probably, how old are you? You're a teenager when Turkey had a very deep run in the Euros. You probably remember that, and maybe, you know, who knows, you can repeat with Turkey in the Continental Championship.
Yeah, I hope so, but we don't have to forget that we are the youngest team in the Europe. We have such young players with big talent. And the good thing is that we play in Germany, so I can say that we play at home, because Germany is like a Turkey. So in football, as you know, everything is possible, but we try to come far as possible.
Hakan, is there one player in Serie A that gets under your skin, that you have competitive battles with in midfield? Is there one player that you look at every time like, all right, this is going to be a rivalry, this is going to get dirty?
There is a lot of players, I have to be honest.
Anyone that talks a lot to you, talks trash?
That he make me stress?
Yeah, talks trash, like tries to put stress on you, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot who provocate me, who try to bring me down in the game. I don't have now names in my mind, but there is a lot.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
It don't bother him none, though.
No, it doesn't bother you.
He boxes that midfield. Hakan, we're really, really appreciative of you taking the time to join us today. Best of luck the rest of the season. You've been so much fun to watch, man.
Yeah, thank you so much, and happy birthday also to Golasso.
Thank you.
That they told me.
Yeah.
And I'm following you guys every time, because you are very funny. I like it to watch it.
Thank you. That's amazing. Well, we appreciate
you.
You're
welcome.
Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together, we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.